everyone, and welcome back to Invasive Insights. I'm Jess Booth, the Communications and Engagement Manager with the Columbia Shoe Shop Invasive Species Society.
And I'm Bishop, Jess's assistant. It's June, and that means summer is officially here. Sunshine, paddling, fishing, and invasive species?
Exactly. This month, we're focusing on a critical issue for boaters and water lovers, protecting our waterways from invasive species, especially the infamous zebra and quagga mussels.
They may be small, but the damage they cause, huge. Today, we'll talk about how these mussels spread, why they're such a threat to BC's waters, and how each of us can help stop them, starting with a simple motto, clean, drain, dry.
So what even are zebra and quagga mussels? We'll start with the basics. Zebra and quagga mussels are freshwater mollusks native to Eastern Europe. They're introduced to North America through ballast water that came in on cargo ships into the Great Lakes.
And once they got here, they spread like wildfire. Starting the Great Lakes, making their way across the U.S., they've now made it to as far west as Lake Mead in Nevada. But fortunately, British Columbia is still mussel-free.
That's right, and keeping it that way is a huge priority. These mussels clog pipes, damage boats, completely destroy ecosystems, and cost millions of dollars in maintenance and loss of tourism revenue.
So how did they even get here? It's not like they're swimming upstream or anything.
Well, nope. It's us. They hitchhike on boats, trailers, gear, and wet gear like waders and ropes. Their larvae corvallages are microscopic, and they can survive in just a few droplets of water.
That's why, even if you don't see anything, your gear could still be carrying invasive species, which brings us to our favorite summer safety tip.
Clean,
drain, dry.
Let's walk through it. After any time on the water,
clean all your gear. Boats, paddles, trailers, anything. Remove any plants, mud, or critters.
Drain all the water, the live wells, villages, ballast tanks. Every drop matters.
And dry your gear completely, ideally for 24 hours at least, before hitting another lake or river.
Watercraft inspection stations.
Now, you might have seen some signs that say watercraft inspection station ahead. Those are mandatory in BC, and they're here for a reason.
Staff at these watercraft inspection stations check for signs of invasive species, or zebra and quagga mussels, and also whirling disease. It's fast, free, and friendly. It keeps our lakes safe. If you want to see how it works, or ask questions in person, stay tuned on our social media, or check the CSIS website. Let's talk about the why. What would happen if mussels made their way to the Columbia Shoe Shop watershed? We could face millions of dollars in damage to hydroelectric and irrigation systems, loss of native fish and mussels, water that disrupts the whole food web and costs tourism and property owners a lot of money.
And this isn't just an environmental issue. It's an economic one too.
So what can we do? We can practice clean, drain, dry, stop at those inspection stations and spread the word. Literally tell all your friends. And report anything suspicious to the BC Invasive Species Council via their reporting app or the RAP line.
We are the front line of defense. If you love BC's lakes, it starts with you and I.
So for our upcoming events where you can ask us about zebra quagga mussels in person, we even have some in resin blocks you can check out. We will be at the Downtown Salmon Arm Farmers Market on May 31st and June 21. Then we'd really love friends to come along for a weed pool day. It'll be our first weed pool of the year at Little White Lake. It's on the 12th of June. Check out our Facebook event and see our registration details on our website. We'll also be at the Salmon Arm Visual Arts Centre looking at natural fibres and invasive species on June 13th. We'll be doing a presentation with Salmon Arm tourism staff on that day as well. We'll be cruising around, checking out all the campgrounds and marinas, making sure that they've got enough resources and information on invasive species for the summer ahead and all the visitors and locals alike. We'll also have a plant ID walk with the Adams Lake Salmon Society on June 24th. And we'll be doing boater outreach with Salmon Arm Tourism at Canoe Beach or Salmon Arm Wharf on June 27th.
So come out, get involved, and learn how to protect the places you love.
So looking ahead for next time on Invasive Insights, we're diving into the true cost of invasive species, looking how invasive species impact everything from forestry to farming and your summer vacation.
It's not just weeds in your backyards. It's money and decisions across the province.
If you want us to come and speak at your school, community event, or recreation club, we're available for in-person and online presentations. We love connecting with communities all across the Shuswap.
Get in touch. You can reach us at info@ColumbiaShuswapInvasives.org. Visit us on our website at ColumbiaShuswapInvasives.org and follow us on social media for all the latest updates.
That's all for today. Thanks for tuning in and doing your part to stop the spread of invasive species.
Stay safe, stay aware, and we'll catch you on the water. Remember, clean, green, dry.